The if onlys, if only I hadn't done it that way. Or whose fault was it? That's a favorite. You know, let's look back and look at all the faults and all the things that that we can do to assign blame. And you assign blame, you get all the blame. What I tell people to do is take all the things in your life that are wrong and that aren't working and assign blame to them. You know, I'm fat, who's at fault? Sara Lee, all right, or somebody like that. And I'm broke, and that's the Dow Jones fault, and or it's the Ayatollah's fault, or it's somebody else's fault, and you assign blame to everyone. And now look at your life and see if it's any different, see if it's improved in any way. And you find that blame or fault-finding doesn't do anything except make the victimizer one more step ahead of you in the game. All right, let's look at a few strategies here for stopping yourself from being victimized by references to the past. When someone starts telling you things that have always been a certain way and we've always done things this way, you can respond very nicely with, would you like to know if I care about what you're telling me right now? Or, do you think that what you're telling me right now is relevant? Do you believe that how we did it last Thursday or last year is really the issue here? Just, it's like you confront it right away. And as soon as you get that, you disarm the potential victimizer. Try to eliminate the should-haves from your own life and from your own conversations, your own vocabulary. Try to get that word, what you should have or would have or could have, shoulda, woulda, coulda, out of your life, and understand that all of that is just a reference to keep you from being effective today. And it's just nothing but a blame assigner. And so don't use it yourself, and you'll find yourself flagging it real fast when other people use it on you as well. If someone asks you why you did something, give a very brief one or two sentence response.